Welcome to Tito de Gawa Bookmakers at titodegawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. I am extremely jealous. Why am I extremely jealous? Well, earlier in the year, I decided I would like to go to San Francisco, to the San Francisco Center for the Book Arts, and spend 4 days doing nothing but binding books with their special event classes that take up all their book binding core 1 through 4, which is a week long, and it's basically 9-to-5 type working and making stuff. And I was looking forward to going to San Francisco, staying in a cheap hotel, and walking to the center for the San Francisco Center for the Book and doing nothing but binding books for a week, and then coming back home with a bunch of books and a bunch of new skills and a bunch of new skills. And just as I was about ready to make all the reservations, etc., I looked at my calendar and discovered that right smack dab in the middle, I have a meeting. I can't get out of this meeting. I have to be in this meeting. And it's impossible for me to go to San Francisco, leave for a day, and then come back. In fact, it would be extremely difficult. So I can't go. I couldn't go. I didn't go. I haven't gone. Maybe next year. But now I'm watching my Facebook page, and some of the people on my Facebook page, my Facebook friends, are going, and it looks like when they post pictures, it looks like exactly what I wanted to do. I have to wait a year. Oh well, that's why I'm jealous. And so, just wanted you to know that I'm jealous. Frustrated, jealous, eager for next year. Thanks for dropping by. See you again soon. Here comes the drama. Enjoy. I've been out here at the beach now for a few years working on my bookbinding and doing bookbinding stuff, and it's very enjoyable. I haven't made a ton of money, but that's okay. The shack is not so expensive, and my materials are paid for by clients, so I'm living a comfortable life. Hey, there we go, bookmakers. How can you be helped?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I wanted to thank you for your effort to help me, and although you didn't actually help me, I want to thank you for your help.
And what did I do for you?
Well, I had a book a long time ago, and I asked you to bind it, and then you told me the cost of binding 100 books, and it was too expensive, and so I just went out and I stapled it together at the Kinko's.
Well, I'm glad you finally finished your book. How's it going?
Yeah, well, I sold a lot not too long ago. I think, let's see how many. I made 100, and I sold them all really quick, and I gave a couple away to different people. And, well, anyway, it's selling well.
Well, that's good to hear. And if you have any other books you want me to bind, and you have the money, of course, don't hesitate to call.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't have to do that anymore. You see, my book kind of sold like 100,000 copies in the first couple of months, and so I got a lot of money because I sold them all by myself. And so I figured the next book, which I already came out with, is going to be stapled too, because, you know, it's cheap.
I see. Well, I'm glad I could help you. How did I help you?
Well, I didn't have the money for a good binding, so I just did it myself, and that made it really cheap, and then when I sell it, mostly profit.
Uh-huh. So you're quite well off.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a house and a car, and I have a great view of the ocean.
I have a good view of the ocean, too.
Yeah, I can see your house from my house. It's way down there next to the beach, isn't it? I'm up here on the hill. Hello.
Of course, a little bit more money would be nice.